From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey with Extremely Local News Now. And a way to get rid of those holiday lights. It's time, isn't it, Seamus?
Well, I push it to March or April. But yes, no, it's probably time for your neighbor's sake to start taking down the Christmas lights. And, you know, if you are like me and you've got some strands that are well past their prime, the tendency is just to throw them in the garbage can. But there's a push going on now to get those, you know, to not just throw them in your garbage can when they're past their prime, and get them and recycle them. So there are now going to be 12 places set up around the city. It's part of a program called Reduced Waste Chicago, and you can go and just drop off your Christmas strands, and they will properly recycle them so they can be used by the Clark Griswolds of the world for years to come. We've got a whole list. It's a bunch of different locations. It's a lot of libraries and aldermen's office and chambers of commerce. We have a whole list at blockclubchicago.org of where to go through January 31st.
All right. Tell us about this popular brew pub that's going away.
Right, Smiley Brothers in downtown Evanston it just closed on New Year's Eve abruptly. It had been there for 8 years in Evanston, and it had opened a Lakeview location last year as well. The signs that there was trouble on the horizon came when the Lakeview location closed after a year. That was in September, and then the Evanston location, which was its flagship, and it was a popular spot for Northwestern students. It was pretty close to their campus, and they had a barbecue restaurant on site. Really a sort of a big palace, a beer palace. It was a beautiful location they had built, but it is vacant now. Downtown Evanston folks are going to try to figure out how to get a new tenant into the Smiley Brothers Brewery, but sad news for Evanston. Evanston's got a pretty thriving brewery scene with Temperance and Sketchbook, so there's other places to go, but Smiley Brothers will be missed by the folks of Evanston and the Lakeview area.
But there is some good news this morning for the Lincoln Square neighborhood, isn't there?
Right, yeah. This is the bar update from Block Club, I guess. for fans of the Old Town School of Folk Music in Lincoln Square, there was a bar next door called the Grafton for 20 years or so. Pretty popular Irish pub. My co-founder, Jen Sabella, attended bar there for years before getting into the news business. They closed in August. It was sad. The owners wanted to retire, and they had a going away party, and they realized, all of the students and the teachers at the Old Town School of Folk Music used to go there after classes, and some of them performed, and it was really, they called it sort of the unofficial annex, and it dawned on the Old Town people, like, hey, why don't we just buy this place and reopen it as a performing, as a place to perform, as a bar. So they've got a deal in place now. They hope to open it by the summer. So the unofficial annex for the Old Town will now be an official annex as the Old Town School of Folk Music opens a pub and grill and a rooftop bar if they get the right zoning. So good news for the folks of the Grafton who used to go there. It's not going to be called the Grafton. They said they want to retire that name, but good news for Lincoln Square. This is at 4530 North Lincoln. It's real close to Wells Park and that the stretch of Lincoln Square that everyone's really fond of.
Yeah, lots of great places to eat and drink there. And if you haven't been to the Old Town School of Folk Music in a long time, it's quite a place. Ever since they sort of modernized it some years ago, it's quite a gem, isn't it?
It really is. They have a performing center inside a theater that's pretty small. It's very intimate, and they get just great shows there, and it's just a nice spot in the neighborhood that you would be surprised that they could get a theater like that right there that you mm-hmm. could walk to if you live nearby. Great spot.
Enjoy the weekend. Thank you, Seamus.
Thanks, Bob. You too.